This is the Outlaw Shifter, quite possibly one of the world's first hand shift, hand clutch production kits available on the market for the VT600. It's taken, oh my God, how many fucking years to make this? 3 years, maybe? An obscene amount of money in R&D, because the original components, I machined all those parts that you see by hand, and then we ended up hiring a designer to put all this stuff into CAD so we could actually get some nicely made CNC parts and start prototyping those. So, after several years of R&D and delays and all kinds of bullshit, we finally have absolutely beautiful bolt-on kit. This kit allows you to shift and clutch your bike with your left hand. Now, some people go, why do you want to ride a jockey shifter? Or why would you want this? Man, if you're going to take your bike to Chopper Town, it's not always about, like, what's the most functional or perfect. Like, it's a chopper. It's supposed to be fucking sketchy, and it's supposed to be look fucking cool. That's basically what this kit does, is it makes your bike look ultra cool. The Outlaw Shifter is made of CNC aluminum parts. You have options for different kinds of grips, which is our Malleus clutch side grip. This will be available in a black anodized version and a raw aluminum version with your choice of black or brass grips. Honestly, I thought this thing was gonna be super hard to ride. I was excited to take it out and test it out, beat the shit out of my kidneys. When you start riding around with this thing, oh, it is so fucking fun. Getting on the open road, it's super easy. You start to really get connected with the gears, where they shift, where it changes. And it's kind of nice to have a little place to rest your hand while you're riding around. One of the things I really enjoyed was the fact that everywhere I go, every freaking car is staring at what the hell is that guy doing? It's kind of cool, because it's not something you see every damn day. You don't see a guy grabbing this big lever on the side of his bike to shift. I promise you're gonna have a damn good time riding this bitch. All right, folks, I've gotten all the farts out. Now we can actually talk about some serious stuff. To install the TJ Brutal Customs Outlaw Shifter, you're gonna need a handful of pretty basic tools. You're gonna need a 5mm Allen key, 6mm Allen key, the Allen key included with the Malleus grips, a 10mm box wrench. I use ratcheting and open-ended wrenches, they're pretty helpful. 12mm and 13mm, a tiny screwdriver or a small pry bar of some kind. We have a really small, this is quarter drive, 8mm socket deep. We have a 5mm Allen socket with a adapter, because I don't have a quarter drive socket, my bad. Quarter drive ratchet. We have a 3/8 drive, 8-inch extension. We have a 12mm 3/8 drive socket, 3/8 drive ratchet, and a Mexican socket set. And of course, banana stickers, crucial to any project on your Honda Shadow. So, boys and girls, men and women, today I'm gonna show you how to install one of our very unique items called the Outlaw Shifter. And what this does is it incorporates the clutch lever and the shifter into one mechanism. So you're gonna get rid of your foot shift and hand clutch on the bars and put them in one whole shebang. So let's get started. To begin with, you're going to get a 8mm socket. I prefer using a quarter drive on the case just because it is a bit of a torque limiter. It's not going to put too much pressure on the bolts. So we'll pull these three out, these three bolts here. Take it loose. There we go. All right, and you don't need to keep these bolts, so you can just set them aside. The kit is actually going to contain three bolts that will replace these. They will be stainless cap head bolts. If you want to make your bike look nice, we have a stainless case bolt replacement kit. Replaces all the crusty hex head bolts on your VT600 or 750 with some beautiful stainless hardware. We've removed these three bolts. The next thing we're gonna do is get our shift mounting plate up. Now, in your kit, you're gonna receive a tiny little spacer, this little tiny guy, little donut. That's gonna go on the back side of this in the middle bolt position. So what you wanna do is take one bolt, stick it through, so the donut sits on there, get a nice close look at that, and then line it up with this center hole and thread it in. Gonna get your M5 Allen key, and don't tighten it down just yet because you gotta line everything. Get your other two bolts. Before you do this, you're gonna wanna use anti-seize. Not doing it on this bike because this may not stay on this bike. This is only for educational purposes. But Recommend getting some good anti-seize. You know what? We're gonna have to use anti-seize on this hole because it's dry as fuck. Anti-seize. And we're back. I have a lovely jar of anti-seize here. In about 10 minutes, everything in this room is gonna be silver. If it's not, it means we didn't use it right. There we go. Now in the interest of speed, I'm going to get a 5mm hex socket and speed things up a tad. Back it off. We're just gonna apply the anti-seize anyway. You guys can see how it's done. Just a little bit on there. Be careful, because if you touch this to anything else, it just gets everywhere. It's like the fucking herpes of bike work. Really is. All right, so you're gonna tighten these down now. Butamus. Going to get an adapter for my quarter drive. There we go. Fuck, already got it on my hand. Quarter drive ratchet. See, it's fucking every goddamn where. No matter what you do, I'm always like, no, I'll be fine. Nope, it's just, you can't win. Now at the top of my head, I don't know the torque specs for the case, but if I was gonna install this before riding, I'd grab those torque specs, I'd grab a torque wrench, and make sure these are tightened down to the proper specifications. Reason being, this is holding a case on the side of your engine, and if it's too loose, you give oil a possibility of a weak point to come out. Now that this is installed, you can see it's pretty fucking solid. Not gonna go anywhere. I'm moving the whole damn bike right now just by shaking it. All right, our next thing we're gonna do, I gotta move some of these tools because I'm gonna make a mess. I'm gonna scoot all this stuff over. We could just get a gasoline-soaked blanket and put it down over everything and then do this, because we're gonna throw some sparks. But I've decided that today we're not gonna really do any pyro. It's really too early in the week for that, to be honest with you. Just, I know, you'll want to see some fire and flames, but not today, kids. We will see sparks. We will see sparks. Okay, gloves. These are highly flammable gloves, so that increases the chance of more fun to be had. Now, if you take a look here inside your bike, you have your kickstand safety switch. I have not deleted this yet. Usually I will. All you do is connect the wires, and it tells the ICM or CDI, whatever you want to call it, that the kickstand is always up. Now, the downside is if your kickstand's down and your bike is in gear and you start it, then you'll take off. But I never do that. For now, we're gonna pretend that you have this, because this is a stock configuration. You're gonna get a tiny screwdriver, super handy little snap-on guy, and there's little tabs here. See that? Oh, push that little tab out of the way, that little guy right there. You see him? Get in here, get him real close. This little tab, I just pushed it out of the way. I'm gonna take this, get under here, pull that tab up, undo the wire, this tab as well, and we're gonna pull this out of the way. I'm just gonna get a bungee cord. What's the crappiest one I have? Damn, I don't have any crappy ones. I have some fucking haggard old ones though, from like the 80s. Okay, so now get yourself a cutoff wheel. There's about 1,000 ways to do this. I like my 4.5-inch DeWalt's, and we're gonna chop off this little tab here. I'm actually gonna pull the rubber grommet out before, because the rubber starts to melt and smells like ass. Done with that. All right, now we got a little air tool action here. Get up here and clean this sharpness off. Sweet, compressor went off. Now the video is fucked. All right, guys, we're gonna weld it back on, start over. It's gonna be fine. You're gonna love it. Welcome to the Hollywood magic. All right, so this is a little piece we just chopped off. I'm not gonna get all crazy detailed in there right now because we're showing you an install video. You can get as artistic and artsy-fartsy as you want and cleaning up this tab. It's a little sharp right now. If I was gonna do a little better job here, I'd get out some burrs and soften the edges up so it doesn't cut anybody's fingers, but we got this off. That's what we needed to do to get this install going. Now we can bring our tools back into play. If you have ratchets, wrenches, don't grind around them, because what ends up happening is that shit gets inside the ratchet mechanism and it wears the fuck out. They get stuck, they get rusty, and it's just no fucking fun. Especially if you spend money on good tools, like I do. It's not cool when you go to use a ratchet and you're like, oh cool, it doesn't fucking turn. And you open it up, it's because it's full of metal shavings that are just rusty. So, good way to take care of tools, don't grind around them. If you're gonna grind in the same shop, fine. I usually cover my tools up, but yeah. Good tip to keep your tools lasting a long time. So now we're gonna undo our bungee cord. It's been holding our kickstand safety switch out of the way. We can get rid of that. That's over there. You can put these back underneath. They're little keepers if you want. These are just little stupid metal tabs. There we go. Keeps it off your chain, keeps it out of the way. Now we're going to undo this bolt here for the off the shift shaft. That's gonna be a 10 millimeter, which we have here. Can I get a tight shot right here? There we go, tight. Watertight, like a dolphin's butthole. That's it, yes. I'm sure people can definitely see what I'm doing now. This is educational, folks. So you're right up in the shark's mouth. Okay.
Shark week.
Now these usually just slide right off. Sometimes you may need to get a two-jaw puller. I'll show you what I use. It's right over here. This little guy, I got this for cheap at a freaking rummage sale, I think. But they're pretty basic. You're just gonna grab the back of the shifter, unscrew this, put it over the shift shaft. I'll show you here, just in case you're in the situation where it just doesn't wanna come off. Because if someone else has fiddled with it, maybe pushed on the splines a little weird, it can be hard to take off. So you put the teeth behind here, and then you tighten this bolt right on the center of the shift shaft. That's how it works right there. See it, pulling it off? Easy peasy. Great little tool to have around. But ours came off real easy, makes our life much more simple. So now we're gonna move up to your foot shift. We're gonna take this off. That's gonna require, I believe, 2 12 millimeters. So I've got an extension here for the foot peg side because I'm not gonna take the foot peg off right now. So 12 millimeter there. On the inside, we should have a 12. There we go. So I'm gonna take my wrench, hold the back side, and this is a little nut out here, a little acorn nut. We're gonna loosen the acorn nut. There we go. Ta-da! And now we can take this bolt out. Now you're gonna unscrew that. See, it's backing its way out of the foot control plate. Beautiful. And this whole thing slides out the front of the bike. Now what I like to do is reassemble things so the nuts don't go flying. I mean, there's a time and place for flying nuts, folks. All right, ladies need to learn that shit too, bro. It's not just dudes, okay? And now for a word from our sponsors. At TJ Brutal Customs, we believe in creating some of the finest parts this world has ever seen, made from absolutely pure mithril, mined from the Iron Mountains. We believe that making elvish products for hobbits out there is truly where the pride of our work lies. Now, don't forget to like and subscribe on this video. If you found it stupid or amazing, leave a comment, let me know what you think. If you'd like to see us do other videos, tell us about that shit too, because we really don't care how your bike is broken, we just want to know how we can make more useless videos for you. Let's get back to it. Next step is we're gonna put on the shift shaft adapter. That's this guy right here. You're gonna see a non-tapped hole on one side, a tapped hole on the other. There's gonna be a bolt, looks like this, M6, and you're gonna thread that in after it's on the shift shaft. So, put this puppy up here, vertical, find the splines, and push it on. Now, you will not be able to get this bolt on, thread it in, if it's not lined up with the divot that's cut in the shift shaft. So if you put this in, it starts threading, you're good to go. Look down this hole, the shift shaft should be right about there in the hole. If it's farther down or farther out, the bolt's not gonna align with that little retaining groove. So now this is a 10 millimeter again. Tighten this little guy down. All right, shift shaft adapter is on. We also have this button head bolt and a Nylock nut on the backside. Leave this here for, actually, I'm gonna take it out. You're gonna receive this middle adjuster piece. There's a stud and a stud. One side's left-hand thread, one side's right-hand. Two of the bolts are left-hand, two of the bolts are right-hand thread. One of the heim joints is left-hand, one of the heim joints is right-hand. So all the right-hand stuff goes on one end, all the left-hand stuff goes on the other. This is how I set mine up for now, and I'll show you how to adjust it as we go along. So now we take our button head bolt, put it in the adjuster, get the Nylock on the back. That's 12 or 13, I forget. I think it's a 13. And on the front side here again, 5 millimeter Allen. Allen's a great guy. Kind of miss that dude. How's he doing? Is he good? Eh? That dude, I swear, never frowns, ever. Always happy. The key to life is happiness in your household. It's really the key to life is a happiness in your household. But when you say it like when you're French, you know, it's much better, much more fun. All right, taking these gloves off. Get serious now. Now you have this big, long thing that came in your box. Wow, that was way too sexual. So you wanna get up close here and take a look at this long thing that came in a box.
That's your company? TJ Brutal Customs. So it's a big, long thing in boxes. Okay. You're gonna receive this shift lever, a shoulder bolt that goes in here, sits nice in that pocket. You got this spacer, goes on there. You have a Delrin thrust washer. It's gonna go over the shoulder there. And this, which goes on before the nut. Now, what you're gonna do is put this on here, and then it's gonna go in to the case adapter. Little washer goes on the back, Nylock nut on the back as well. Where's my 13 millimeter? There we go. Now, you don't wanna let this swing down and smack stuff because it's aluminum, it's soft. So I'm gonna let it sit here by the foot controls. The Allen wrench to hold the shoulder bolt, and we're gonna tighten this nut on the backside down. Now when you feel it stop, give it a little bit of goose and let it go. You don't wanna crank the fucker down. So now we have a shifting arm. Now we're gonna bring it all together. It's all gonna tie in. So now you have another bolt here, stainless cap head, and a nut Nylock. These are going to join with the shift arm. So you're gonna take your bolt, push it through a little bit, get the heim joint set so it takes the bolt through. See the bolt on the back side, take your nut, see if I can do this so the camera can get in there. If you can't do this with your eyes closed, you're gay. Okay, then we're gonna use an M6. Look at that six, it says six, That's gonna hold this bolt. Then we're gonna get our real close up, tight shot. Get your 13 millimeter and tighten down the lock nut. There we go. Okay, now this adjuster, you can see what it does. You unscrew it a little bit and it moves this lever. So I like the lever to be pretty far forward. So we'll just leave it here so you can see how you adjust the jam nuts. You move this nut forward, move this nut back, get your 13 millimeter, tighten that one down. Same for these two. One goes forward, one goes back. It appears that they are stuck together. They are married. They love each other insanely. That's why we have the Mexican socket set on hand. So now these bolts here, the nuts, excuse me, you're gonna wanna tighten them opposing each other on both sides. Remember, one side's left, one side's right. So you push them away from each other and they'll tighten down. That's gonna tighten against each surface here. And now you're all set. Now your shift arm moves like it should. See that? Oh, yeah. Even makes like a rap sound. I could be a really good rapist. That's not somebody who raps Christmas presents, okay? It's somebody who makes sick raps. Like B.B. King or Puff Diddy. Okay, so now, clutch cable is really open to interpretation. You can route this however creatively you want, but you're gonna undo it from your bars. This bike has another clutch cable, I know, because that's my bar setup, but we attach this one. It's a stock length. This is what you should have if you have stock length bars. If you don't have a stock length clutch cable, you're probably not gonna have a good time. You're gonna have a bunch of extra stuff trying to get it all over the place. So what I've done is I've taken the clutch cable, routed it behind the exhaust, over this little bung for the mounting point for the radiator, outside the frame, and around the front. Now, you may wanna do something fancier, but the main point is don't kink this. Don't pinch it, don't get a real sharp bend. Try and make it as loopy and flowy as possible. This is gonna mount right up about here. Now what we have here is a stock fingerprinted smudged up clutch lever. I don't like the mirror mounts on these, so what I would do is actually chop this off. But for right now, we're just gonna mount this up and show you guys the assembly process. But you're totally okay if you chop this thing off. You can even trim it back a little bit. If you look here, you can trim this back as far as you want, make it real fucking custom. It's what all the tough guys do, promise. So now we gotta install our cable on this bitch.
Oh, and that's tough with two Fs, right?
That's always two Fs, man. No one spells it with a GH. What is that, Tuch? You're a Tuch guy, huh? Yeah, spelling is for losers too. Now, this is the fun part. Lining all this up. I may have to detach it, but we'll see. Can I pull it? Can I muscle it over? Nope, she doesn't wanna go. Might help if that was open. Line that up. Nope. I gotta loosen the other side. Okay. Going around this side of the bike. 13 millimeter underneath the bike action. Gonna loosen this hoe. Loosen both of these nuts. Pull this out through. Oh, come on. There we go. Now that side's loose. We can get it in the clutch lever. Back around to the business side. All right, plenty of room now. This cable's really fucking rough. So, ooh, that's a really good point. Make sure you lubricate your cables. Always lubricate cables, kids. An unlubricated cable can spread disease. That disease is called fucking stupidity. Are you fucking stupid? No, you're not. Lubricate your cables. Easy as that, see? You too can fight illiteracy. Once you attach your clutch cable to your clutch lever, you can stick this fucker on the lever. You can get your M5. Or on this, no, it says 5M on this one. They're tasty. See, look. 5. Delicious. I don't have to clamp it all the way down. You can get your grip and the included Allen key. Malleus grip, very sexy. Slide this guy down here and tighten some set screws. Now, on these little guys, you want to use Loctite when you install them. You don't want to use anti-seize. Loctite is the name of the game. Perfect. Okay, so now, when you want to shift, you grab the clutch lever and shift like so. So hot. It's so hot. I love it. I have no idea what that transmission is doing right now. So there you have it, folks. Very easy to install this kit. All you have to do is use your left hand. You're gonna clutch and shift at the same time. So once you get on the bike, you can adjust the angle of this. You have a little bit of free play room here. If you wanna use a rubber grip instead, you can. We gave you the room. If you wanna bring this up higher, you can bring it up higher. We leave a little bit of space here for you to play with. That's how you install the Outlaw shifter, bitches. So now that you've installed your Outlaw shifter, you may be wondering what to do with the cable. You can get creative with this. Now, you can see where I've had it, I have it routed. It's just coming up right here behind the neck, and it just kind of sits out here. If you want, you could probably bring it in, zip tie it up right here, keeps it away from your forks. You could probably leave it here and be fine. If you have a super long cable, you may be able to route it down here underneath the mounts for the foot controls and come straight up. Either way, you wanna make sure it's not kinked, not pinched, no sharp angles, and make sure to really lube the shit out of that thing. I'm a wild, rough, rootin' tootin' cowboy with a BB gun. Ladies and gentlemen, what you've just watched is probably the least educational material found on YouTube to date. I know because we have a team of maybe 3, maybe 20 people looking on the internet for absolutely non-educational material. So we really tried to copy the themes there and bring those into our video. Now, if you were able to read the subtext, you may have actually figured out that it's a video on how to install our Outlaw shifter. Now, by calling an Outlaw shifter, we are in no means condoning illegal activities, but I know some of you guys like to get a little squirrely sometimes. Now, if you've ever called a buddy of yours a pervert for eating a burrito the wrong way, and you know what I mean, right? Go ahead and hit like and subscribe button. Leave us some comments as well, because we may actually one day get bored enough to respond to you. As always, do fun shit.